Well, Declan, it's the midway point in the season. We're breaking now for the summer break. You're 3 points off the top of the table. On reflection on the first half of the season, it's been certainly a fruitful campaign for Derry City.
Yeah, it has. It's been very positive. You know, we've got a lot of good ones under our belt, and we've proved to be a very good team in the opening period. But, you know, looking back, it's quite easy. You've got to look forward, and we want to make sure that we continue our good run going whenever the business end of the table comes around.
Well, Declan, when the season got underway, did you expect that Derry would be sitting top of the table for a number of weeks and challenging there with the likes of St Pat's and Sligo?
Well, I felt total confidence in the squad of players that myself and Paul Higgerty had assembled. I felt last year was a very positive season and winning the cup, but at the same time, we were disappointed with the huge amount of injuries we had. You know, we have a lot of quality players at the club, and I was very positive that we could have a good year, but, you know, there's nothing handed out after 20 weeks. You've got to make sure that you push on, and when the big, intense games come towards the end of the season, that you keep yourself in the mix. But I have to say, the players have given myself and Paul everything so far, and hopefully if that continues, we can stay at the business end.
Of course, the goals won the matches, and Rory Patterson has certainly been on fine form this season. He bagged two again in that 3-2 victory last night against Bray.
He's been outstanding. You know, he was one of my first signings, him and Simon Madden, and he was a player that I felt could have a future at Derry City, and thankfully he's proven me right. But, you know, he's a top, top quality player that certainly chips on me a lot of goals. But the pleasing thing for me this year is, you know, we're spreading the goals around the pitch as well. By Michael Mee has 5 goals from that field. Young Michael Duffy's chipped in first senior goal. Michael Rafter has 4 or 5 goals. His name, Griffin, has 3. Ryan McBride has 3. So there's a good spread of goals. And although Rory gets the headlines, I think he'd be the first to tell you as well that everybody's chipping in.
I suppose that's the strongest season in a few years that Derry have had from a goal-scoring point of view, Declan.
Yeah, it is. You know, we were playing some very good football also. You know, it's there's a lot of surprising results in this league. There's a lot of good teams that are going to take points off each other. But the pleasing aspect for me is that we're playing a nice brand of football with a lot of young players that are showing no fear at this moment in time, and hopefully that can continue.
Yeah, 11 victories and obviously a game in hand against St Patrick's Athletic as well. You did mention a number of players there, and of course the young players who have been coming through. And already, I don't want to be singling players out, but already there's been talk of Michael Duffy. He bagged a goal there in recent weeks, and he's been getting some headlines of late, Declan.
Yeah, as an affiliate, he'll get better. We've been very careful with the development of Michael because he's only 18, but no, he's done very well, but at the same time, the expectation levels have to be very low for young players, and hopefully they can adapt and take up the challenges that are presented to them. But he's certainly one that I feel will continue to get better, and all credit to the guys and John Quigg, Hugh Harkin, and Eddie Sadak that have went and developed the young boy from a young age.
And Declan, we're now in the transfer window, of course, as well. There has, of course, been numerous clubs cross-channel links linked with different Derry City players. Can you possibly give us an update as to the situation at the moment with, first of all, players that you're looking at? Are you looking to add to the squad now in the next month or so?
Yeah, obviously, we have a lot of games after the break. We've got 13 games in just under 6 weeks, so it's going to be a critical point in the season. I feel very happy with the squad of players that I have at my disposal at this moment in time. But, you know, with so many games, you have to try and make sure that you have enough bodies. And I would like to bring in one or two, but, you know, I would only bring those players in if the right ones were available. They've got to strengthen the squad and strengthen the group. And if they're available, I'll certainly be on the lookout to bring in one or two. But we're happy where we are as a group, absolutely. But always, you've got to always be looking to make sure that, you know, you prepare for every eventuality, and if we can do that, then hopefully we can get on one or two.
As an event, does the eventuality include losing a player or two, Declan?
Well, you know, the nature of it is at this moment in time, as a football club, our young players are always going to attract attention from the English clubs and Scottish clubs, but at this moment in time, we haven't had any offers for any of our young players. But now that's not to say that, you know, things can happen quickly and there's always a lot of scouts at our games, but I would hope they hold everybody to the end of the season. But again, as a football club, you've got to be respectful to your players and to your club, and if the right offer came in for anybody, then I'm sure we would have to sit and look at it. But as we speak, there certainly hasn't been any offers, but I'm not foolish enough to know that there's a lot of eyes watching our best young players.
Is that unsettling for you at times, Declan?
No, it's part and parcel of the job. You know, I've been here a long time, and we've seen quality players go from Lafferty's, McLean's, McLaughlin's, and, you know, hopefully I wouldn't stand in any young player's way of making a career for themselves. And, you know, the nature of it is, if it happens, it happens. If not, I'm delighted to keep the players here. But if it was me personally, I would prefer that it would happen at the end of the season. But at this moment in time, there certainly hasn't been any contact from anybody regarding any of our players. And I would be delighted to keep everybody till the end of the year.
Declan, just updating us on the injury front, because you did have a few problems over the last number of weeks with players. Barry Malloy was included in there. How do you think you will be fixed when you return from this break?
Well, hopefully Barry will be fit and raring to go. Thomas Crawley has been a huge loss for us, as is Dermot McCaffrey. You know, our two left-sided players have been out quite a while now. I'm hopeful Thomas had an injection a couple of weeks ago. I'm hopeful that that will work out and that Thomas will be available in the very near future. We got Dermot a scan the other day, so we're waiting to hear the extent of his injury. But Barry Malloy should be back and raring to go in the next week or two. So we have a very competitive squad. Like last night, we were very fortunate we could bring a player of Stuart Grecian's calibre on. Also, Michael Rafter came onto the pitch. So, you know, if we're going to try and achieve anything this year, we certainly need competition for places. And we've had that in the previous couple of weeks.